In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And since my voice is kind of because we've been 5 days of revival, I just want to say I'm doing the best I can. Do you know, Jesus is not the Jesus that so many of us think that he is. You know, I love those bands, WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? I'm just going to tell you, we never know what Jesus is going to do. If you think you know what Jesus is going to do, you're out of your mind. Jesus knows how to do things. You read the gospel, okay? There was a blind man in the 9th chapter of St. John, okay? Blind man. Well, what would Jesus do? Well, you know, if I were there, I'd say, you know what Jesus would do? He'd put his hands on his eyes and he'd heal him. That's not what he did. You know what he did? He took spit and mud from the pool of Siloam. And he rubbed it on his eyes. He said, now go wash in the pool of Siloam. He came out seeing. Now, I would never think that's what Jesus would do because I'd say, you know, that's kind of crazy. But that's not crazy to Jesus. He knows what people need. He knows what you need. You know that Jesus knows what you need? Do you know that? Let me tell you a story that I just heard last night from a young man. His name is Christopher. He's a seminarian. You know, I never know what God does over these radio broadcasts. You know, I never have any idea. You know, but I just know there are people listening. And you know who's listening? You are. I don't see multitudes in front of me. I just see you. And I didn't even know who you are. But that's who I see. I see you, and I just speak to you. So this day, this young man, this many years ago in the 90s, he said he was coming home from school. He was at a community school at Cape Cod Community College. Anyway, and he was listening to my broadcast. At that time, I was on 12:30. And so he says, Father Tom, I'll never know what you were talking about. I don't even remember what you're talking about. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you said, Christopher, stop rationalizing everything and start thinking in the Holy Spirit. He said, there was no reason for you to say that. You were talking about eggs, and all of a sudden you start talking about bananas. He said, I stopped in my spirit, and I listened, and that word kept coming back to me for years. Stop rationalizing everything and start living in faith by your spirit, in the spirit. He said, do you remember that? I said, absolutely not. How can I remember things like that? That's extraordinary. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I don't know. This just thought came to me. You know, maybe I never said that. And maybe God said that and had him listen to it just for him. I don't know. I don't know how Jesus works, you know, because that's even out of character for me. But maybe I did say it. But it makes no difference whether God used me to say it or Jesus did it himself. Could Jesus do things like that? Yeah, he does. He speaks. I don't know if you know Jesus speaks, sometimes in an audible voice. We'll tell you that story in a little while. But listen to what the Word of God says. This is Jesus, and I can tell you, this is Jesus' desire. You want to know the desire of Jesus? Yes, it's unity. But listen to what Jesus said. It's from Luke 12:49. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and I will that it already be enkindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and I am constrained till it be accomplished. Can I tell you that it is the will of God that he cast fire upon the church and fire upon the world? And it was the fire of God's Spirit. It's the Pentecostal fire. I told you about John Paul. I told you about Pope Benedict when he was a priest, young priest in his 40s. And he wrote that the church will have to start all over again, because if it wants to succeed in the world, it's got to begin again. You cannot begin again without the fire of God, because that's how it began. You cannot begin again without the power of the Holy Spirit and men and women that will give their whole life, like the apostles, to preach the gospel and to care for the sheep. The only way you begin again has to be through the fire of God. No other way. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen by teaching people the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Apostles' Creed, but that's not where it happens. Peter did not teach the Apostles' Creed on the day of Pentecost. He said, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah." There was the fire of God that came upon Peter. There was the fire of God that came upon the apostles. There was the fire of God that came upon our Blessed Mother. There was the wind of God and the fire of God, and there was a spreading of this fire to 3,000 people that were brought into the church that day. 3,000 Jewish people brought into the church that day. Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, and all these kinds of people. My Lord! And Pope Benedict, when he was Ratzinger, Joseph Ratzinger, as a young priest, said, "The church will have to start again. And I tell you, I have come to cast fire upon the earth." That's what Jesus said. And that's what we need. You know, the fire of God is the only thing that's going to burn out all the twigs and the weeds and the dead wood that's in the church. All the churches. The fire of the Holy Spirit. We have that fire for these last 5 days at the Holy Rosary. If I was to say one word that would summarize everything that happened, every time we sang about fire, "Come on, light my fire again," God would come. It was all about fire. God was speaking fire. Did I feel the fire? No, I felt no fire, but I knew it was there. Did I see the fire? I did see the fire. I saw it. I saw it in my spirit. I did not feel the fire, but I knew the fire was going around that church. I knew there were things being burnt out. I knew there were healings that were happening, even though we didn't hear about too many of them. I knew that the fire God, that Jesus was enkindling a fire that he wants to continue to be blazing. Because that's what we need, a blazing fire. But you see, then he says, "I have a baptism to baptize with, and I am constrained till it be accomplished." What's that baptism? It's a baptism of fire on the cross. The fire of God's love through his blood. Oh, there was a fire burning in Jesus Christ that day, even though he was desolate, even though he was empty, even though he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. There was a fire burning in the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross. There was a fire, a baptism, he says. "I have a baptism to be baptized with." And it was a baptism of fire. It was a crucified baptism where fire would be enkindled throughout all the earth through the power of his cross and burial and resurrection. That's what we need in the church today. All the churches. I'm just quoting the Holy Father. His name Benedict. But he was Joseph Ratzinger when he said, "We have to begin again. The church has to begin." There is no beginning again without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the fire of God, without the wind of God, without men and women that will give their whole life unto Jesus, and that they will go where he tells them to go, and to be what he tells them to be, and to say what he tells them to say. There would be, you know, I believe he was totally inspired when he said those words as a young priest, "Begin again." So how do I begin again? I'm going to go to the beginning, you know. You remember, you know, you watch The Sound of Music. How many times have you seen The Sound of Music? 150 times? So I've seen it 151. And what did you used to sing? "Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with what? ABC. And when you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi. You've got to start at the beginning. So if we're going to start at the beginning, then we have to go to the beginning. And the church claims, preaches, believes the beginning is Pentecost. That's what we believe. That's what we call it, the birthday of the church. You want the beginning? You need the fire. You want things to happen? You need the fire. Oh, listen, I've had so many meetings that I brought people to in Bible studies, and people were changed. I'm not telling you they weren't. Some of them still come. But I'm going to tell you, without the fire, there aren't great conversions. There aren't apostles that go out. Without the fire, there's, you know, people get changed. They get born again. They get filled with the Holy Ghost. Then they get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Get comfortable. When Jesus said, I've come to cast fire upon the earth. Hallelujah. I need it. I don't know about you. I want it. And Lord, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've gone to many confirmations. And I'm there, you know, and I see these young kids. And I know the Holy Ghost is coming upon these kids. And I know most of them, they'd much rather be out bike riding for the most part. I know. This is just reality. And you know what I say to God when I go to confirmations? I say, God, everything they don't want, I won't take myself. And I know you're not quantitative and you give the Spirit without a measure. I believe all that, but I'm still a person, Lord, and I can only think personally, and I can only think in quantities. Lord, every part that they don't want, give it to me, because I need it. I want it. I want that Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit. I want more. I believe that. I believe that this fire is what happens. And this is what we saw for the last 5 days. We witnessed fire. We sang fire. People were blessed with fire. It was not just emotionalism. I'm telling you, we were singing last night, fire in my bones, fire in my bones. There's fire in my bones. That's what Jeremiah said. And I can't hold it in. And then, after we sang that for about a half an hour, there was a complete silence, a complete hush. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was doing His work. It's about fire. And you know what? I want it. I don't know about you. Oh, it'll get me into trouble. Because fire gets people into trouble. What happened to Peter and John? They put them in jail because of the fire. When they said to the man in the third chapter of Acts, silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. They had the fire. Put them in jail. But God opened the doors. Listen, I know fire gets you in trouble. But I'm desperate for the fire. I'm desperate because, you know what? There's so much dead wood. There's so much dead wood. People that used to know have gone astray. They're living in the land of comfort. The land of, oh, you know, come day, go day, God send Sunday. Everything's all right. I'm fine. I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven. I teach Sunday school. I'm doing all right. When God wants to raise up apostles and raise up martyrs and raise up people that will go with the burning in their bones like Jeremiah, that will speak the word of God in season and out of season, that will love the unlovable, that will bring people to the cross. I'm telling you, we need that fire. I need it. I don't know about you. I need it and I want it. And you know what? Last night was the last night of the five-day revival, but we're continuing on Sunday. That's right. I'm not letting this fire go out. We got to stoke the fire because you know what? Because if you don't stoke it and pour more wood on it, you know what happens? It goes out. How can we let what God began go out? I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. You want to know why? Because as the fire keeps on burning, people will come to Jesus. As the fire will keep on burning, we'll get priests out of this. We'll get ministers out of this. We'll get God doing things out of this. We'll get healings out of this. I can't stop because you know what? Because I know that when the fire burns, God brings His people. And you know what? I don't have to even advertise the fire, even though I am right now. because when they come, they know the fire's there, and they advertise it. The people are the best advertisers. Did you know that? Well, I have Jimmy the roofer here right now. And Jimmy did a job in Natick, okay? And his job, when the house owner looked at the job, okay? Looked at the job. He said, this is the great job, and the price he charged them, nothing as compared to what it could have been. He says, I'm going to give your name out to everybody I know, just like I give out cupcakes. The best advertisement are the people. You see? Jimmy did an excellent job. Killed himself. He was there last night. The poor man looked so tired. But you see, when you pour yourself out and you get a good product, I don't care what the product is, you go and tell people. Do you remember the Hilltop in Boston? Do you remember in Saugus how it used to be filled and everybody would get to the Hilltop because they, what did they give you when they first started? I'm going to tell you, $4.95, $5.95, a sirloin steak with the bone in it, a big potato, all the butter you wanted, all the rolls you wanted. They gave you a salad that, you know what, that was a meal enough. But then, you know what, everybody started talking about the Hilltop. Oh, my mouth is watering. And you know what happened? You couldn't get in. You couldn't get into that Hilltop because they didn't need to advertise. You know why? Because everybody went and told them. We could tell you about the Hilltop. Do you know the Hilltop during several years became the greatest steakhouse in the United States, the most frequented steakhouse in the United States? When they started to cut back, do you know what happened? You can't fool the people. They said, we're not coming here anymore. Prices are high, and the salads aren't big, and we don't get all the butter we want. The people are the best advertisement. Something's happening there at the Hilltop. Oh, yeah, bring your family, bring your friends. Something's happening. You know, if you're about to start a restaurant, and I'm talking to somebody now in the spirit, listen, you give them a lot of stuff. Don't scrimp because you'll close that restaurant, and that restaurant will close, and you'll lose money. Don't you scrimp with the people because the people know when you're scrimping. Give them extra. And they'll tell their friends. Get the best bread that you can ever find. Get the best butter that you can ever find. People don't mind being fleeced if you feed them. Your sheep doesn't mind being fleeced if the sheep is fed. You go start a restaurant, you listen to this priest. You get the you give them the best, and you treat them like you're treating your grandmother, your mother. They will tell people all around. You will have more business. You'll have to extend. And when you extend, don't you dare cut back, because you'll lose the crowd. I know that's true. People that try to scrimp, and they say, you know, I'm not going to give them 5 shrimp. No, I'm going to give them 9 shrimp. How can you do it? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make money on doing it because I'm going to buy shrimp in quantity. And they'll come back. And you know what? I'll give them so much pasta, they'll have enough pasta and shrimp, enough pasta at least, to take home, and they'll have it for 2 days. How much does pasta cost? Especially if you're a restaurant and you're buying it. It costs nothing. But people try to cut corners, you know. I'm going to cut the corner. I want to get ahead. You don't get ahead by cutting corners in a restaurant. You don't get ahead, and if you're a roofer like Jimmy, you don't get ahead by overcharging and doing a job that's not good. He's gone over jobs that people have been charged so much money, and it still wasn't a good job. He had to go fix it. You know what the people are saying about those other roofers that did that? I don't know who they are, and I don't want to know who they are. But they're telling, I had Roofer Joe, or Roofer Potato, whatever his name is, and I'll never call him back again. Gosh, he never finished a job, and he was from one job to the next job, and they never finished a job, and when he finished a job, it wasn't even a good job. So you get this bad reputation. That's the way people are. Aren't you like that? I'm like that. I'm going to tell you something. I haven't been to the clam box in Quincy for a long time. My mouth is watering. But recently I took Father Martin there, and we got the best fried shrimp. It was expensive, but it was the best. I'm going to tell you, it was the best. It was worth all the money that I spent. They were big suckers that they gave us. They were wonderful. Cooked just right. I know I shouldn't be eating fried food, but you know, it was the best. So now I'm telling you, you want good shrimp and fried clams? Go to the clam box. In Quincy, on Quincy Shore Drive. Now, they're not paying me any money about that. I'm just trying to give examples. I got the best product. His name is Jesus Christ. There's no other product that's better because he's closer than a brother. I've got the best product to give to people. I've got the fire God that's come upon us. And I'm going to keep on proclaiming the fire God. And I'm going to see the fire God spread. And I'm going to see the wind of God come. And I'm going to see conversions. And I'm going to see conversions at Mass. And I'm going to see more healings. And I'm going to see more things that cannot be contained in this fire. Because God is about doing a new thing. But, you know, you might not want that new thing. You just might be just comfortable and just... any old roofer will do. Not for me. If I want my roof done well, I call Jimmy. If I want to go get good shrimp, I go right to the clam box now. If I want to get my cheap groceries, usually they got expensive, I go to the market basket. Yeah, I'm not stupid. And let me tell you what I do. Listen, don't you dare buy hamburger that's already processed. You can if you want, and it's good. But what I do, I buy a roast when it's on sale, $1.99, and I have it chopped up. And the guy says, do you want it done twice? Oh, yeah, if you'd like. And you know what I sell today to the man all the time? You can take your time. You don't have to rush. I'm not in a hurry. I'm going to go do my shopping. You want cheap groceries? Go to the market basket. Even though their prices have really gone up in the last 3 weeks. Really gone up. But you see, that's what you do. You advertise what's good. On the day of Pentecost, they were advertising Jesus. They went about preaching Jesus, and there were 3,000 people because of the fire. Can I just tell you something? Jesus is calling you. He wants your life. You're so miserable. He wants your life. And he wants to change you from the inside out. I'm inviting you Sunday to come and experience this fire at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 7 o'clock in the evening. We're continuing with revival. We can't let this fire go out because it means that people's lives will be changed. And I need to see that in my life. It's the yearning of my heart that people would come to know Jesus. That's the yearning of my heart. And you want to know what? I never put that in me. I never said, the yearning of my heart is for people to come know Jesus. But that's the yearning of my heart that God put that in me a long time ago, from all eternity even. It's not me. He put it in me. He placed it in me. And I want you, maybe you knew him and you're backslidden and things are bad and your finances are terrible and you think that God's deserted you. Maybe you've deserted him. And it's time to rekindle those fires. And I ask you to come to the Holy Rosary on Sunday at 7 o'clock. And don't come trying. Just come and sit there and see what God wants to do for you. Just come desperate like me. Desperate, desperate, desperate like me. Desperate for Jesus. Just come. And today at 6 o'clock at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop, we're going to be worshiping the Lord. You can come if you want. 6 o'clock tonight, worshiping the Lord, singing praises unto his name. 6 o'clock tonight, Holy Rosary. What's tonight? Again, he has 23rd, 24th. Yeah, today's 23rd. So tonight, today's 22nd? The 23rd. Today's 23rd, and on Sunday it's the 25th. It'll be Christmas in 5 months. How do you do? And you know what? I said this on WEZE. You think that's funny, huh? You can blink your eyes and we're going to be singing the first Noel. At least I will be. They won't be singing the first Noel anyplace else. They'll be singing Jingle Bells and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'll be singing the first Noel. I'll be singing It's O Holy Night. I'll be singing The Savior Has Come. Listen, because you know what? I got the fire, and I'm going to sing about the fire lighter. His name is Jesus Christ, and I'm going to invite people to come into the fire, get burnt with the love of God. Hallelujah. That's what you need. You need a healing. Come to the fire. Come to the fire of God. Let God do his work in you. You can't do it, and neither can I. But if we give God his way, in the name of Jesus, we'll see things happen. So let me tell you this. I need to hear from you so that I can pay my bills. They're really not my bills. They're the Lord's bills, as a matter of fact. I pay the Lord's bills. And he knows how to provide. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. So I ask you, please be generous because I want to keep on preaching. That's all. Father Trump, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. And tonight, 6 o'clock, we're going to praise the Lord. 7:30, we have Holy Mass. And then we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament through the night. That's right. We don't do very much at the Holy Rosary. But let me also tell you this. During the revival of fire, we had wonderful Father Joseph listening to confessions. He said there's so many people came to confession. I said, you know why? Because confession is so scarce. So scarce. Some people hear confessions in parishes for half an hour. So we had him hearing confessions. People were going to confession. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. Listen, I'm a Catholic. Hallelujah. Listen, Jimmy the Roof is right in front of me. And he'll do your roof. And he'll do a good job. His telephone number, 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And you know what? You'll be telling other people. You'll be a fire lighter for Jimmy. But Jimmy is doing it out of the love of Jesus. He doesn't just do roofs. He's doing it for Jesus, in Jesus, and through Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.